Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Our fearless leader, Rod Lakin, was just in here. Gave us some potential news that we'll be able to deliver to you soon. Should be fun. Very fun thing we plan to do with you. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Which would be more impressive? Beating Mahomes and Andy or Brady and Belichick? It sits at 54.3% with Mahomes and Andy. I will say this, though. Having a team beat both of those.
Yeah.
I mean, but potentially the best coach, best quarterback, and then second best coach, second best quarterback as of now.
Yeah.
Would be a pretty great thing to have on the resume.
It's nice feather in the cap.
Yes, absolutely. No,
I totally agree. That, yeah. I mean, that's some serious bragging rights. We talked about that with the Giants. Well, with Eli. The fact that you got two Super Bowls over Tom Brady.
Yep. Pretty
good. Matters.
Yep. It's going to be Hall of Fame material for him.
That matters.
For
yes,
an otherwise non-Hall of Fame career.
And yeah, actually, maybe a first ballot guy.
Yep.
Who?
Eli.
Yeah.
He might be. He's about to find out, right? Was he a finalist?
I think he was a finalist.
Because he's eligible this year.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I think he was a finalist.
Is he a finalist? Okay.
Yeah. We also can't lose another Super Bowl to Andy.
No.
Like, we can't do that.
No.
Yeah. We gave him his one.
Yep. Yeah.
And I know things in Philadelphia have softened on Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we won a Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl. He's doing well. The bitterness is like
we won
gone.
Ours first.
Yes. Looking back on it, we have some perspective now. He was a good coach. It was a great era. But like, it is enough already. And losing two to him. And I like Andy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to lose two to him. Like, I don't want to lose two to Andy. I would love to get him on this one.
I agree.
Yeah, we will have the clip.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter if it was Andy or not to me.
Like, no, yeah.
But I understand the fact that it is Andy, so I fall in that same category. I'm trying to get our second trophy. We need another trophy.
And he should let us have this one.
He's got enough.
For the 14 years, they were great. You know, you taught us a lot, gave us the blueprint, some would say. We gave you the one in 22. Come on.
Yeah, I don't need
gave
him.
Gave us Doug.
It. Yeah,
well,
yes.
Who could forget?
He gifted us Doug.
Gifted is the correct term.
Yeah. He did.
We gifted him Carson. Dude, we are one little ankle injury.
One roll-up ankle?
Come on. He fakes it every game.
Yeah.
Maybe we get a real one. And we get caught. Dude, Carson in the Super Bowl? Beating Carson and beating Andy at the same time? This city would melt.
That'd make everybody happy.
Except for Jack.
Unless Carson died. Unless he cooked.
Oh, yeah, like he did in week 18.
He was that wasn't the 18.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to the clipboard report momentarily. 215-592-9494. What is it about this Super Bowl that is most important to you? Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, Ike, Spike, and Jackie, baby. How's it going?
What's up, Bruce?
Man, hey, look. Look. Ike, hey, let me get some of that Ike juice right
now.
Okay.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice,
Ike juice. Can I just say, we need a lot of Ike juice over the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Hey, look,
I like that.
No, we're going to need it because, look, the only reason why I asked you to play that clip, play that Ike juice for me, I got my own form of Ike juice, and they call it Joey juice because it's my middle name, and I've been summoned back to Philly at my cousin Lamont's house, and I got to bring the Joey juice. It's a tequila and lemonade and strawberry slushy. And they love it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's my form of Ike juice. So
why can't you call it Bruce juice?
Yeah, that's
Bruce
a good
juice.
One.
Hey, Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's catchy. But
Bruce Juice.
Hey.
Like, Joey Juice is just your middle name. Why wouldn't you use your first name? Let's brand this thing a little bit,
yeah,
Bruce.
Come on. It rhymes.
You know what? I'm going to have to get on that train, man. I'm not thinking, I didn't think about the Bruce Juice. That's pretty catchy.
Yes. You didn't think about using your name?
Hey, I'll go. Well, see, here's the thing. Depending on where I'm at in the country, I got three different names. So everybody in Philly knows me by Joey.
Ah.
And that's all my family, except for my classmates and then my former.
But why won't they just call you Bruce?
Well, they don't. They just, it's always been my middle name because my middle name is Joseph. So.
Well, I know that. It just isn't, why don't they just call you by, never mind.
Was your dad Bruce? Why did they call you Joey?
Yeah, my dad, but I'm named after my dad.
Okay, Joey. That makes sense. That happens a lot. All right, I got you.
Yeah, that's why your name's Spike.
Yes.
Oh, man. But anyway, look, man, y'all done already stole my thunder. I'm going to tell you my first choice on the meaning on winning a Super Bowl is that I can finally silence all these butt-munching Cowboy, Giants, and Redskins fans about us winning one Super Bowl. But, okay, that one's out there. But here's another one. And this is coming from me because I've been a Jalen backer, but I've been a critic of him, but I've always had his back. Mm-hmm. If Jalen is going to finally get the respect that he needs. I mean, you see it on the national media. Now, you know, we got the Philly love, you know, tough love thing. But these national these national talking heads disrespect him, and now they can shut the hell up. If he wins this damn Super Bowl, they can get off this freaking jock strap and start talking about how he's not on the level of some of these other quarterbacks. So, and I believe, I'm going to tell you, he's been so doubted even from his college days. I'm going to tell you, if he wins this Super Bowl, you know, he's going to break historic nature. And I believe we're going to probably see some tears from Jalen.
Yeah, you know what?
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I would doubt that. Seriously. Yeah.
Man, I'd be surprised if that happened.
I would take a smile, yes. To be quite honest with you.
You get a smile. You'll be happy. He'll be happy.
Will he sing the fight song again?
He will. He was happy after that championship game, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah.
I don't think he's sang the fight song since.
But look, if he cries, you heard it from me first. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, okay. We will. Yeah, okay. We will.
No problem.
All right, gentlemen. Y'all have a good day.
All right,
Bruce. All right, brother.
All right. Time for the clipboard report. Clipboard report is Jack, not me, searches the internet.
Scours
the internet for former backup quarterbacks talking about the Philadelphia Eagles, most notably.
A lot of them out there.
Jalen. Yeah, there's a lot of them out there. Yeah, they feel like. We've got a good bunch of backup quarterbacks talking right now. Orlovsky's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Fitzpatrick is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Chase Daniel, who we're going to get to in a minute, former Eagle.
What do you think about him?
Also a good one.
He a good one?
Well, he's good.
RG3?
I don't hear much of RG3. Now he's not on TV
anymore.
Not on
ESPN, right?
Yeah. Was he good on TV? I think he was all right.
Some people liked RG3. I was okay with him.
Yeah.
He's quirky, man.
Yeah, he's little. Yeah,
the croissant photo and
yes.
Oh, right, yeah. The croissant. I remember.
Why that? Yes. Why you go to that?
That's the last thing I thought of with RG3s. What the hell is that?
Well, Chase Daniel has been, I would say, critical, fairly critical, Jalen, through the year.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah,
is what I
fair
call.
And balanced.
Yeah, honest, using his eyes. Yeah.
Here's what he had to say about Sunday's game.
Did Jalen Hurts make a fool of his critics? I was one of his critics. I am one of his critics, but I don't feel like a fool. Because what we wanted to do is exact. I can't say it any better than what James Jones said. Let the ball go, your decision-making, your accuracy, and throwing the ball on time. Okay, I've never been critical about the fact that Jalen Hurts is a winner. We've been critical up here, all of us, at times, about certain games not letting the ball go. I have three plays from this last game that tell that story between decision-making, accuracy, and throwing on time. Here's the play, 4th and 5. Nick Sirianni said, we're going for it. Okay, motion him over man-to-man. Jalen Hurts sees the free safety. It's 1-on-1. You're in the middle. I am going to take a shot to a covered A.J. Brown and throws an absolute dime. You cannot throw this ball any better. Okay, let's move to the red zone right here. This is the play that James just showed. I want to show it from a different angle, okay? Inside leverage. Okay, watch A.J. Brown release. You have a three-way go. Slant, no, go, no. Let's throw it out. Let's throw it out. You know how hard this ball is to throw to the back to the front pylon in the corner as a quarterback? Very difficult because that ball could go 100 yards the other way. Great, actually, on that one. And this one, this is my favorite one. Scheme, throwing, Saquon Barkley on a flat route. Okay, you have match coverage who matches with Devonta Smith. That corner stays on Marshawn Lattimore. And then Jalen Hurts throws it up and down between three defenders like this. Jalen Hurts has been a winner. But Jalen Hurts, if he throws like this, if he makes good decisions, if he's throwing the football on time, if he's playing on time, if he's accurate with the football, the sky's the limit for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I sort of feel how Chase Daniel felt there in that that's what we wanted, you know? Nobody wanted it. Well, I can speak for myself here. Didn't want him to throw 40 times. Didn't need him to be, you know, what Joe Burrow has to do for the Bengals. Mm-hmm. Throw the passes when they're there. And he had I know you were laughing at saying it was one of I thought it was one of Jalen's best games that I've seen him play.
Yeah.
Especially considering the situation as well. And you know what? They're going to need that game again in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Most likely, they're going to need that game again. They're going to need him at his best. This isn't beating Green Bay. It's not beating the Rams. It's not beating, you know, Cleveland or any of the other teams we beat this year, some better than others. This is beating a team that is going for their third straight Super Bowl with a quarterback on the other side who hasn't had his greatest year for sure, but there he is in the Super Bowl again, and he always finds a way. So Jalen's going to need to do what he did on Sunday again. You know?
Yeah, and it's not that complicated. I think that's the thing that, you know, sometimes gets lost in the back and forth debate about this with him in the passing game. Because I think sometimes the perception is it's being argued that he can't do it. I mean, he's incapable of doing it.
Sure.
Not saying you is arguing that.
Sure.
In the discussion. So when people hear it, the defense is he can do it when it's needed. And right. To your point, it's always needed.
That's, you know, we could have saved Saquon a little bit if we did it a little bit
right.
more. Right.
Right. We wouldn't have been as close to the record as we should be. But I'm just saying.
It is.
I'm just saying.
443. It's a record for you.
Well, and now we're going for the all-time, the winner's
now
record.
We got to settle for that.
Yes. Fake record.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
We'll settle for it. No, we'll take it.
I think he would have traded it as well.
Well, yeah, now that we're in the Super Bowl, everybody's happy. Yeah, we're all good. We're all good. My point is that the perception is, you guys who feel that way feel like he can't do it. Like, there are going to be games where quarterbacks are inaccurate. They miss throws. Like, that happens. That's how you get a Josh Allen throw for 150 sometimes. Like, if you go look at these guys' average yards per game, most of the winning quarterbacks' average yards per game is in the 200 to 235, 40-yard range. And no one would say that's exceptional. Like, we're not praising guys for throwing for 240 yards a week.
No.
That's not what we do.
Yeah, and now in the NFL, now that it has become more run heavy, we're seeing that, right?
Yes.
We're seeing more 27 attempts as opposed to 37 attempts.
And I believe it's because defenses have caught up with the offenses, and all the quarterbacks and decision-making isn't always good. So sometimes you put that responsibility on the quarterback time after time after time after time, you're going to have to live with some turnovers.
Absolutely.
Like, you're going to have to live with that because that's what's going to happen. I just think with Jalen, see, I wasn't overly impressed with what he did Sunday. I've seen that game. One or two touchdowns, 240 yards. Like, the thing that I was happy with that he did Sunday is that he seemed decisive.
Yes, and he trusted Devontae, trusted AJ.
But Elliott made a great point. There weren't a lot of complicated throws.
No.
He had to thread the needle to guys or, you know, that type of stuff.
Yep.
So he can do that with no problem. And when you complement it with the running game, this is what you get. I think there's times when people will look at the Eagles and they have to find something to nitpick at the Eagles with, and I'm not saying our guys, I mean nationally when it's being discussed. And they'll say, well, you can't win this way if the quarterback isn't doing more. But they'll look at other quarterbacks and say, he's doing what he needs to take, he's managing the game. Like, it's not as negative. Like, no one's saying Josh Allen is the weak link on Buffalo's offense.
No. Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So when I was saying that about Jalen, when he hears that type of stuff, that's where he gets defensive.
Well, and watching the games is important too. You know,
sure.
Both ways. So you look at Josh Allen's stats in the AFC Championship game, and they look good. But watching Josh Allen, and I think Josh Allen's great, but watching Josh Allen on Sunday night was a different experience than looking at the stats, because the first drive of the game, he almost threw two pick sixes. He was jittery. Mm-hmm. So that's why some of the games where, you know, you look and you say, well, Jalen had a 114 quarterback rating in that, and you're like, I saw the game.
Right.
You know, there was this guy, that guy, that guy. But to your point, nobody's going to be perfect. And also, to your point about Sunday's game, we don't need an outrageous game. We need that game. You know, yeah. Like the game that...
Here's the thing. You didn't need that game Sunday. You could have beat Washington without that game.
I know, but it was nice to have that game.
Sure it was, because it's...
And
yes.
not sweat it yes, out in the fourth quarter. Not. And
but you do realize you're going to sweat out most AFC or NFC championship games.
Yeah, no.
You don't get blowouts in these games.
I agree.
Well,
I'm talking...
hold on. Well, last three for us.
Well, yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right about that, yeah.
I guess
that's
I just
true.
Mean...
I guess I'm thinking about when I played, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Through the season, there are just opportunities. I'm thinking bigger picture, right? Mm-hmm. It was nice to... For the defense not to have to be perfect, for Saquon not to have to carry the ball 30 times, yep. All of those things, and have the game for not to be sweating a Rams drive.
Wait, but
at the
thing
end
though,
of it.
We've told you that's in there.
Well, but yeah, I don't want to do the circular.
No, I'm just saying. But we've always said that's in there. It's in him.
Well,
that's in there.
Then I think it is on all of them. It is on Kellen or whoever the coordinator is next year, Jalen and Nick Sirianni, to bring that out of him more. I think they could do that more, I think. Speaking of Kellen, so the New Orleans Saints, after doing a Zoom interview with him last week, have decided to do an in-person interview with him and come to Philadelphia. So it is the second Kellen Moore interview. Mm. Who was it that said they're not enamored with Mike McCarthy?
Tony Pauline and Josina Anderson.
Okay, so they said they're not in on Mike McCarthy. So it does seem that this is part of the clipboard report, because Kellen Moore...
Was
a backup quarterback. It looks like it is a serious chance he could end up being the New Orleans Saints head coach.
And on top of this, Cliff Kingsbury officially took his name out of any head coaching vacancies this year.
Really?
Really?
So, yeah. So he took himself out. Joe Brady took himself out. So
always Kellen Moore.
It's Kellen Moore.
Yes.
And and maybe Mike McCarthy, but
nobody wants
not.
Mike McCarthy as their coach.
It's like, oh, you're not enamored with Mike McCarthy? Wow. Yeah. No crap.
Yeah.
He got literally lied about watching film the last time he got hired.
Well, and
he watched every play of the Cowboys and didn't watch any of it.
Well, and to the point about Cliff Kingsbury, and I think to his credit, he said he wasn't doing interviews until the playoff run was over.
Mm-hmm.
The playoff run didn't end until there was only, one head coaching job left?
Yeah.
This is the only one left.
And that Saints job stinks.
Yeah, if he doesn't want that job, he might as well stay with a quarterback who's probably going to make him look good.
Yep.
And an organization that is probably going to spend to make sure that this team gets better.
And I think Arizona's still paying him.
Arizona is still paying him head coaching money.
Oh, really? So,
yeah.
Oh, good
he really
for him.
Doesn't need a job.
Good
no,
for
he's
him.
Good. No, you're right.
Good for him.
That's why I'm like, unless the Saints do something that we don't see coming, it's probably Kellen Moore.
Well, hold on. Where's Doug? Yeah, Doug's available.
Doug may need to take a year off, man.
Well, actually.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Paul and Bally, you're on WIP. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you guys doing? Love the show. First time caller.
Thank you, brother.
You know, and I think the Super Bowl, what it's going to do is just, it's going to, last year we just stunk at the end of the season, and now we get to put it in everybody's face.
Yep.
So I'm really happy about that. I do have a comment, though, and it's going to be very political. Like, everybody I talk to about this, everybody's like, you're crazy. But one of the changes that we made last year was we demoted Nick Sirianni, and we brought these two guys in, Kellen Moore being one of them. I think what we need to do is demote Nick Sirianni, and you know, bring Kellen Moore as our head coach. You know, why lose a guy like this to another team? We have, like, we're doing great. We can do great for the next 3 or 4 years. Why rebuild after this year? Nick Sirianni is essentially a cheerleader. He's not calling the offense. He's not calling the defense. Right? So I'm thinking, I'm curious what you guys have to say about this. I think, you know, looking ahead, I mean, obviously we're looking at the Super Bowl, we're there, but we want to be in contention for the next 4 or 5 years, and I think this is the way to solidify that.
Nope. Nick Sirianni's the head coach here.
You want to demote the head coach after he got to the Super Bowl?
Did he get to the Super Bowl, or did the offensive and defensive coordinator get us to the Super Bowl? What is Nick Sirianni really doing? He's calling timeouts.
Oh, we still doing this, Paul. Paul, are we seriously still doing this?
No, I'm curious. I'm not, you know,
Well, when you ask, what is Nick Sirianni really doing? That was like the narrative prior to the season. That was the narrative last year when he didn't get fired. And people want to know, what does he do? Are we still doing this after all of that and then going through the season and seeing the season that they've had? You still are unsure about Nick Sirianni being your head coach? You're so enamored with handing the ball off to Saquon Barkley that you want Kellen Moore to stay here and demote Nick Sirianni.
I actually think I could do Kellen Moore's job easier than I could do Sirianni's job at this point, to be honest with you.
Come on, Paul.
Okay, so when we lose Kellen Moore, you guys are going to see this. I'm just telling you. You know, this. I mean, if you're looking at what we have, what's different from last year and this year?
Well,
right?
Saquon Barkley.
Nick Sirianni stepped down.
Vic Fangio.
As the quarterback. And Nick Fangio. Of course, we got the defensive and we have a great offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
What is Nick Sirianni really doing? And so if you're looking at this from purely a, you know, not being political, I'm not a hater of Nick Sirianni, but if you're looking at these guys they're doing, the offensive defense this quarter, that was the key link. And this is why we're in the Super Bowl.
Should the Lions have fired? Should the Lions have fired Dan Campbell and promoted Ben Johnson?
No, definitely not. But I'm telling you,
why not? What does he do? What does Dan Campbell do?
No, I agree. I totally agree with you. But in this situation with the Eagles, I'm not seeing Nick Sirianni, and I'm not a hater of Nick Sirianni. I would hate make him coach. If you could do a whole co-head coach, but I'm just saying.
Can I ask you this, Paul?
Yeah.
When A.J. Brown says that what's wrong with the team is passing, and then Brandon Graham comes on the radio and says what he says the following Monday, why are you confident Kellen Moore can manage that within the locker room? Like, why are you confident that just because he is, and even if we give him full credit for calling the offense, which, by the way, scored the same amount of points per game as they did last year and fewer points per game than the year before and was 29th in passing. Why are you so confident that Kellen Moore can do what Nick does and also call the offense?
I think you got to give him a chance.
It's never going to happen, though, right?
Come on.
No, of course, it's not going to happen. I'm talking about an alternative universe
where
you don't have to deal with politics. But I think you got to give the guy a chance. I think when you lose him,
let me ask you this: Kellen Moore, because Kellen Moore is going, if he goes to New Orleans, what do you think the Saints are going to look like?
How do you think the Eagles? What do you think the?
Oh my God! We're talking about Kellen Moore, how good he is as a coach. The talent is staying. Our talent isn't going with him. I'm just wondering what do you think the Saints are going to look like when he goes there?
You got to give the guy a chance. We give Nick. Listen, I'm not a hater of Nick Sirianni.
You done said that 8 times already. Yes.
Yeah. Also, there's nothing political here.
Yeah. You done said that also 8 times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Paul. Take care, man.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the balls on him. Actually.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're really still doing this to Nick.
I know.
2 weeks before the Super Bowl, why don't we demote the head coach?
What does he do?
What does he do?
Oh, my God. What does he do?
So, Jack, top 5-5 is next. What do we have to expect
in
the top 5?
I don't know. I've been watching the guy all year. Like, what do you mean, what does he do? This damn team could have fell apart in week 4.
Yes. 3 separate times.
It's been a great coaching job.
Yes.
It's been a great coaching job.
Might be his best coaching job.
Yes.
Seriously.
I don't think it's might. I think it's
yes!
It is. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
And Spike loves these. But there's been a lot of things that I've found funny in the last couple of days.
They are my favorite.
And another just disgusting act from the morning show.
Again,
can't leave the morning show alone.
I can't.
Absolutely not. We will not leave the morning show alone. Well, the top 5 is 5 is next. Your calls as well. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.